Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, Pam, and
me,
Alex, is back. We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at LydiaMediaLLC.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@LydiaMediaLLC.com.
Today's show is brought to you by United Piping, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. You can call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI,
the best plumbers around.
Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't squash it. At 5 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
You didn't realize you were going to have so much help this morning, did you?
It's fine. So, I like it. Yeah.
We're like your backup band.
Yeah. All
right. I am.
Sarah's Gladys Knight and we're the Pips.
Yeah. You are a Pip.
Let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, February the 6th.
Well, despite there not being a single flake on the ground, the Twin Cities announced parking bans ahead of the incoming storm. Auburn's ban begins at 4 p.m. today and will end at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Lewiston's parking ban starts at 6 p.m. today and ends at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Lewiston handed out nearly 200 parking tickets during the last snowstorm.
The Sun Journal reports that its publisher, Jody Jalbert, is retiring. After 36 years at the SJ, Jalbert announced she is stepping down from her role at the Sun Journal and the main trust for local news community news division. Jalbert's peers describe her as a consummate professional who left a beautiful legacy. Her last day will be February 21st.
All right. Senator Angus King introduced legislation to improve financial security for service members, veterans, and their families. From 2006 to 2023, the maximum life insurance value available for service members and veterans remained fixed, sliding behind inflation rates. King's bill would ensure that their life insurance would adjust for the cost of living and inflation increases.
And a new bill in the Maine legislature would end daylight savings time. A University of Maine study indicated that even small changes in a person's internal body clock are bad for their sleep and potentially their health. There's also a push to lock the clock on the federal level, which is supported by all four members of Maine's congressional delegation.
Do you want to hear about the weather?
Weather! Here's our meteorologist, Alex, with the weather.
Snow begins this afternoon. Expect the 4 or 5 inches with high temps approaching 30 and lows in the 20s. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 31 and a low of 16. Partly sunny on Saturday with highs in the mid-20s. More snow is on the way for Sunday. Expect 5 or 6 inches with highs in the 20s.
A lot going on in that forecast,
yeah.
Alex.
Lots of white stuff.
Want to talk about sports?
Sup? Let's do it.
Bruins!
The Bruins lost to the New York Rangers 3-2 last night. Boston will host the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday afternoon. They seem to do really well on the Saturday afternoon game, so I have high hopes for that
one. Let's go.
Yeah, and after Saturday, the Bruins will not play again until the 22nd.
Wow.
Yeah, they got
a long stretch.
They got the that Four Nations face-off.
Oh, that's right. Doing, yeah, so. Those look to be pretty good games.
Yeah. That'll be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. The Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at 7:30.
Our Maine Nordiques will host the Stinkin' Northeast Generals tomorrow night.
The NA3 Nordiques visit the Stinkin' Binghamton Buzz tomorrow and Saturday.
On our high school scoreboard in boys basketball, it was Freiburg Academy over Gray New Gloucester 58-45, and St. Dom's beat Wayne Fleet 49-34.
In girls basketball, it was Gray New Gloucester over Freiburg 63-25.
And in boys hockey, Falmouth beat Edward Little 4-1, Lewiston beat Cheverus Yarmouth 4-3 in overtime, and St. Dom's beat Scarborough 4-1.
And in girls hockey, playoff quarterfinals. Whew. That time already.
Oh my gosh.
Brewer, Bangor, Hamden, Herman, John Babst, Old Town, and Orono beat Lewiston, Oak Hill, Mount Ararat, Morse 4-1. Winslow, Gardner, Coney, Messalonsky, Lawrence, Erskine, Marana Cook beat Edward Little, Levitt, Poland, Monmouth 3-2 in overtime. And Portland, Cape Elizabeth, Deering, South Portland, Wayne Fleet beat Greeley, Grey New Gloucester 6-3. That is your news, weather, and sports. Alex, do you have a joke for us today?
Why did the kid eat his homework?
Why?
I don't know why.
Because his teacher said he was a piece of cake.
There you go.
Love it.
It's good.
Is that going to be your new thing? You're going to be our meteorologist and our comedic entertainment?
Like it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Ooh. What's more fun, reading the weather or telling jokes?
Telling jokes.
Of course it is.
Oh, boy, just what we need, another comedian.
Oh, hey.
What do we got today, Mark?
We have, for our Rupert's Beverage and Redemption Tasting Tales, we have Sugarland's Strawberries and Cream Sippin' Cream.
Oh, boy. Mm.
This is, we've sampled a couple of these.
We have.
Did the mint chocolate chip, mm-hmm. and we did the Eggo.
We did.
Oh, yes. Eggo.
Still so have good. Some of that Eggo in the refrigerator.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. It's got real cream in it. How long do you think it keeps in the fridge? Maybe we should have that.
We're going to go through this again?
Yeah, we should have it. We should drink it. I'm just saying.
Strawberries and Cream boasts the blissful flavors of sweet strawberries and vanilla bean. The taste of bright strawberries gives way to a pillowy whipped cream finish that lingers on the lips. Mm-hmm. This Sippin' Cream will have you longing to play in strawberry fields all afternoon. It is 20% alcohol by volume, 40 proof. And they are available in these little sippin' jars,
yeah.
right, that we have.
How much is in jars. There? They're cute.
They are also available in 750 milliliter jars, which can be reused.
Yeah.
The jars are great. They're like mason jars.
They are.
So once you're done all your sippin' cream, wash it out, and you can use it for whatever you like.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that was a good cheers.
It smells good.
Strawberry fields
Mark didn't
forever.
Sip his sippin' cream.
Nah.
It tastes like the Nesquik strawberry milk.
Yes, it does.
It does. With a little kick to it.
But with a little kick. More than a little. That's.
Did you guys get that when you were kids? The powder in the in the tin jar?
Oh.
I used to make it extra strawberry flavored.
Mm-hmm. We never got strawberry. We always got chocolate.
I liked the strawberry.
You could mix them together, too.
Well, ooh, I never did that.
Yeah. We never got to have the strawberry, so.
Do you know what would be great, because it's almost Valentine's Day, is getting some of this and having it with your chocolate-covered strawberries.
Ooh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or you could get, like, one of the chocolate ones and mix it with the strawberry type. If you loved Frankenberry cereal.
Yes. Or the strawberry Nesquik strawberry milk.
Nesquik, there you go.
Yeah. Go for it.
All right.
And there's all kinds of things you can find at Rupert's any time of year, but especially when Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's right. This is truly a pink drink, so it would be kind of cute if you had it for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, of course.
Famous people.
Three thumbs up for the sippin' cream.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yep.
So far as this show is concerned, Sugarlands is 3 for 3.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, for the Sugarlands Strawberries and Cream.
Delicious.
Sippin' Cream. Three thumbs up over here.
Yep.
We
good
all
stuff.
Love it.
And I love the little ones because then you can just try them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not like spending and getting a whole bunch of something that you might not like. So you get the little one and you're like, ooh.
Rupert's is pretty good at nailing down what we like. So I'm not worried when they bring something. I'm like, oh, yeah, I love it every single time.
A perfect Valentine's Day bevy for you and your honey.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
It is time for the podcast segment. That is
Sweepy!
The Twin Cities. It's time for famous people's birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for February the 6th, shall we?
Yes.
Let's start off with Rick Astley.
Oh.
Who is 59 years old today. He's never going to give you up.
He's never going to let you down.
A number one hit in over 25 countries.
Wow.
My goodness.
Do you love getting Rickrolled?
Oh, it's the best. The best. All right, Rick. Your 1987 album, Whenever You Need Somebody, sold 15 million copies worldwide and was certified platinum. All right, how about, Axl Rose.
Hey.
Is 63 years old today.
Well, that's our... Did we have another Guns N' Roses thing yesterday? Duff McKagan?
Duff.
Oh. Yeah.
The financial advisor.
Our financial advisor, Duff McKagan.
That's right. Yeah, Axl, you know, as the lead vocalist for Guns N' Roses, he also departed to pursue a solo career.
Oh. He was born William Bruce Rose Jr.
There you go. All right.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
No.
Axl was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of GNR in 2012 and toured with AC/DC as their vocalist for 24 shows, which, according to my math, is very close to 24.
Hmm. Is your math different than, like, other math?
It could be. Actor Kathy Najimy.
Ooh, I love her.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. 68 years old today. She plays the voice of Peg King of the Hill.
She has a great singing voice, too.
She does. She was on Sister Act.
Yep, yep. I laughed so hard
I need to look her up. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know her.
Yeah.
Yep. She was also in Veronica's Closet.
Oh, right, with Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley.
Is she related to Stifler's mom, whatever that lady's name is?
I don't know.
Don't they look similar?
I don't know. I guess a little
Stifler's
bit.
Stifler's mom. What's her name? Is it Jennifer something?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stifler's mom.
They may have had the same plastic surgeon.
Tom Brokaw, news legend, is 85 years old today.
Oh, he's like one of the big three, right?
Yeah.
He's right up there.
Him and Peter Jennings and Dan Rather.
Yeah. Trusted American journalists, for sure.
That's right. Now there's a big four, obviously. There's Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch news.
Oh, there's us. No. Trusted news.
Obviously. The most trusted names in news since
Absolutely.
Connie Chung.
Yep, that's us.
That's what everyone in this room says.
Everybody says so. Pam's making the sound. I thought that was a me thing.
It is totally. I pick up. We do a thing, and then I go.
And rounding out FPBs for February the 6th is actor Mike Farrell. 86 years old today, best known for playing Captain B.J. Honeycutt on MASH. He also produced Patch Adams.
Cool.
That's that movie that starred Robin Williams.
Great movie.
In 98.
It was so good and so sad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So sad.
And he also starred in the television series Providence from 99 to 2002. Those are your FPBs. For
February
the 6th. Locally owned and locally focused, Lydia Media celebrates the heart of the greater Lewiston-Auburn area through two magazines, Uncle Andy's Digest and LA Metro Magazine, and the new Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast. Each production shines a positive light on local businesses, nonprofits, events, and individuals making a difference in our community. Keep your advertising dollars local and position your business in front of your target audience with Lydia Media. Learn more at LydiaMediaLLC.com. Now, speaking of music.
I saw
a little post on Pam's Facebook yesterday.
Yep.
And there was a whole lot of bands on there,
We're friends on Facebook?
Mm.
No, I follow you.
You let him in?
Who requested who?
I believe Pam has unfriended me like 6 times.
Somehow keeps getting back in. No, yes. I posted the lineup for the Bourbon and Beyond Music Festival in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. And because I went back in 2022 and it was absolutely amazing. And some friends of ours all kind of wanted to go. So, and Kevin missed the festival in 2022 when I rag on him all the time that he missed it because it was absolutely epic.
Did he have a good excuse?
He did. Okay. He had a really good excuse. I posted the lineup, which, if anybody has seen it, is quite extensive. and I wanted my friends list to let me know if there was some bands in there that maybe I hadn't heard of before that they absolutely love. And I did get a great response, and I can't wait to make a list of these bands and create a playlist to get more familiar with them before the festival in September, which we pulled the trigger and are going to. So
I think that's going to be so fun. I looked at the list and I was like, reading it kind of out loud, but I was every person I was like, oh, Ringo Starr, oh my, Foreigner, what? And just like, there's just so many, like, it's
yeah, I
wild.
Mean, even as you get to the bottom, like, I'm looking, oh, Marcy Playground,
yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there's it's never a bad time, and these Bourbon and Beyond has a great way of just pulling these bands in. I don't know how. Obviously, besides the headliners, they have shorter set lists. Like, it's not a full-on concert for all of these bands, but it's a four-day music festival. It literally starts, I think one, maybe earlier. I can't remember exactly. And it goes until, I believe, quiet time starts at like 10 p.m. So it's a full day of music.
Yeah.
They cram all these bands in every day, and it's great. It's so much fun. And then if there are days that the music isn't as appealing to us as other days, we go to different distilleries and
There's other things to do.
Do bourbon tastings.
Sure, you're in Kentucky.
When in Kentucky?
Yeah.
So the headliners this year are Phish, which this is going to be a very unpopular opinion to a lot of people, is a little disappointing to me. I'm not a Phish fan. I've never gotten into their music, but you know, maybe seeing them live will change my mind. Noah Kahan.
I bet that it's a fun party with Phish.
Yeah,
like, I've never
sure.
seen them in person right. either, but I bet that it's a fun party. And I'm sorry, you said Noah Kahan?
Yep. Sturgill Simpson, which...
Yeah, he's great.
I haven't heard, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The Lumineers. The Lumineers are another headline. And Jack White.
Yeah.
So those are the five headliners.
And it looks like there's probably... another 80 bands joining them.
Yeah.
maybe
Joy?
More.
There's
yes.
a Vance Joy is a really great one.
I
yeah,
love
for
Vance
sure.
Joy. Blues Traveler, Trampled by Turtles, Mary Chapin Carpenter,
Nathaniel Ratcliffe.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
A good one. Pat Benatar, Foreigner.
It's just going to be a great couple of days.
It couple. Is.
4 days.
Four days.
It's going to be outstanding. This is really cool. They have their website set up really well. If you leave Facebook and you go to the Bourbon and Beyond actual website, they have a list of everybody who's going to be on the shows, and you can actually, there's like a photo, and if you hover over it, it's like, here, you can learn more about this band
about
and when
band.
They perform.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be another good way for you to, like, if somebody gave you a recommendation, it'd be a really good way for you to,
right.
like, look and be like, oh, yeah, I would actually be really
right.
interested in that. And I bet if you did that with Sturgill Simpson, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I love live music. I go to live music even when I don't like the type of music, and I typically have a good time and enjoy the music. It's just not something I would play in the background while I'm working or in the car while I'm driving, things like that. So, yeah.
You're going to have the best time. I'm super jealous. I'm not a person who has ever in my lifetime just been like, I want to go to that and buy tickets and go. Like, I just have never been that person.
What? Why? Or, like, what stops you from doing
something
like that?
I think fear. Like, I have a lot of social anxiety about stuff like that. And I think once
Is that
I'm,
new or always been?
That's always been true. Yep. And it's not about the event. It's about the travel to and from. Like, I get very anxious about being on time for things or being, things that are beyond my control, like air travel and that sort of thing, make me very, very anxious because they're beyond my control. And that's a thing I've been working on with my therapist for quite some time. But I've never been that person. Like, the idea of just being like, oh, I'm going to go to that and, like, buying a ticket, I'd be like, yeah, this is going to be so great. But then, like, all of the parts of putting it together to get there would be the thing that would stop
me. So you
from
would
want
to, like, fly in on Wednesday so that there was no...
Yeah.
You know.
And I would want someone else to make the flight arrangements.
Because we're flying in Thursday. We're going to miss probably...
Oh, no.
The first few acts. If we go right when we get there. I think taking... those amount of days off for a music festival was enough.
Yeah.
To take even more, what didn't seem... I'd rather fly in Thursday and miss the first few bands than fly out Sunday and miss the headliner on Sunday night. You know? So
you're not going to want to miss it.
I knew that was not going to be an option.
This is so good.
Mark, what's your favorite musical concert or festival that you've ever been to?
Social Distortion at Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom.
I've never been there. I heard that's an amazing venue.
It is awesome. Nice. The person I was supposed to go with backed out at the last minute, and that didn't deter me. I'm like,
it was
the first
anyway.
Time I ever saw Social Distortion in my life, and they were my favorite band. So I went, I arrived 2 hours early and was holding on to the railing that separates the audience from the stage.
I could
read their set list.
Oh,
that was on. That was taped to the floor.
Is that what made it so cool for you? Or was
Because I felt like I was part of the show. I wasn't experiencing the show. I was part of it.
Nice.
And I also lost a hat there. You guys know, I enjoy wearing the baseball hats. There were so many people crowd surfing. Their point is to get to the stage, right? Or to get up front and let security take care of the rest. But while I was in the center, and that's where everyone, all the crowd surfers were coming. So I get kicked in the head like 20 times that night, and my hat flew off.
You got a concussion along with a good show.
I've been landed on. I didn't see it coming, and someone came and literally landed on top of my head. It was not cool.
Yeah, it's not fun. But I mean, if you're going to that type of show and you choose to put yourself in that situation, I never got mad about it.
Right.
I'm like, I chose to be here.
Right,
I knew
this
was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was the best concert experience I've ever had in my life.
When was that?
That was probably 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Been to Oz. As far as festivals go, I've been to Ozfest a couple times. I went to Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that must have been amazing.
John Fogerty.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I bet.
Yep.
Yeah, I went to my first music festival. What was the one in Old Orchard Beach?
Horde.
Horde Fest. I went to that. But I think I was too young to really appreciate
That's
what
the only music festival I've ever been to.
Yeah.
I appreciated it. Blues Traveler was there.
And they're going to be at Bourbon and Beyond too.
That was the first time I saw Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the first music festival that I went to that I was old enough to appreciate it, I guess. I saw Lionel Richie.
Oh, wow.
And
hello.
Right, I mean, there was he sang that. But he fell on stage because he was kind of drizzling a little bit.
Oh, was it slippery?
And the stage got a little slippery. And he was like, that's the first time ever that I've fallen on stage. And he's like, I don't know how old he is now, but I was like, oh my God, is he okay? Did he break a hip?
Oh.
I mean, that's a legitimate concern when you're watching, artists that peaked in the 80s, still touring in the 2020s.
I'm drawing a blank now. What was so cool about that festival, too, it was the first year that I moved to Texas, and it was at the Cowboys Stadium. And like I said, I'm drawing a blank right now. The guy that owns Cowboys Stadium.
Oh, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. Oh. I could see him. He was 150 feet away from me, and he was sitting in the front row of Lionel Richie.
Wow.
And it was just a really unique experience.
That's
but
cool.
I never would have paid to go see Lionel Richie, you know what I mean? But it was such a cool experience that it was forever. Music festivals are just the way to go. Like I said, this Bourbon and Beyond, I think we're gonna pay somewhere in and around $350, $400 for the 4 days. And we're going to see so many people that I never would have bought a ticket to go see.
Yeah.
So it's just, I like it. Good times.
I'll be brave someday.
And Sarah, I'm going to guess your favorite was Dave Matthews.
I think probably that Horde Festival, because that was the first real concert that I ever went to that was a music festival, the Horde Fest down in Old Orchard Beach. Yeah. It's like 94, 95. And that was my first time as an adult going out and doing something by myself where I was.
Who'd you go with?
I went with my college boyfriend, Jason.
Nice.
Yeah. He lived in Scarborough. So
is that the one whose car you destroyed?
Yep. That's the one.
Does he listen to our podcast?
I don't think he and I will ever be friends again.
Okay. So we're safe.
I think we're safe.
Who else played?
Wait, I want to hear more about Jason. I'm just kidding.
He's actually a pretty good guy. Who else played? Blues Traveler, Dave Matthews Band, the Gin Blossoms, and then a dozen others. It was a wild
I wonder if I was at that same
I bet you were. What? I feel like everybody was. Nick was. I'm excited for you. I think this is going to be a really, really fun experience for you. There's so many great new artists on the lineup, too.
Well, I think what I'm excited about is I already know what to expect. Yeah. And you know what? That's why you should do things for the first time, because then maybe the next time you don't have that fear of... And, like, being on time, you don't have to be on time, Sarah, for
something
like this.
Oh, God, no.
That I live with on a daily basis. Sherry is the exact same way. Sounds like you're going to have an awesome time.
I think so.
And thanks. She may never come back.
So I'll come back.
You'll come back, and you'll have all kinds of new music that you're going to be downloading and listening to.
Yeah.
You guys.
Definitely.
And you'll be like, you guys, I can't believe I didn't like Fish. They're the best band ever.
That's stretch.
Thanks to our sponsors, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and United Piping. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
There it is.